Sometimes in practice, there are two movements at play that are going in opposite directions, that support each other, arise out of each other. And both of these can come into play with samadhi. Can help with the opening and steadying and immersion, the flow of samadhi, of staying close to your lived experience. The first is have an attitude of yes. Yes, this too. Yes, to be present. Yes, to now and here. And the other is with the same loving voice. No. No. To wandering off. No, to picking up things that close you down, scatter you. Things you've done, places you've gone so many times are dead ends or not useful here and now, that take you out of your lived experience, that fragment you, help you lose touch with yourself. And both of these movements of opening up to and to be with versus letting go to not be with put you more fully right here in this moment. And the more settled and connected and concentrated we are, the more understands it's an act of love to stay right here, stay connected. The other pair of movements is kind of literally the movement in the body is downward and the other is upward. Sometimes a downward movement is carrying the weight of the world in our shoulders, the weight of our preoccupations. And when the weight comes from above like that, it's oppressive, closes us down. But when the weight of our body settles into our seat, when we let go into the contact points of our weight, the weight is not oppressive, but rather it lifts. Something can move upward, lift upward. Sometimes adjusting the posture to allow for a more subtleness, relaxing the belly, letting go into the sitting bones. You might feel at the same time something lifts. Adjusting the small of the spine, maybe a little bit extra curve in the lower back, And the chest gets lifted. A physical settling. Having samadhi steadied and settled in the body is like having a telescope on a tripod. And so the telescope is held steady and unmoving. It's easier to see the moon, as opposed to holding a telescope in your arms and hands, standing on a rocking boat. It's difficult to see. As you exhale, to relax the weight of your body into the contact points of your body against some surface. Forming a stability and steadiness to support the rest of your body above those points. Relaxing the belly, and maybe the base of the belly might be a place for some form of emotional stability and steadiness, a tripod for your emotions. Maybe right above that in the belly there's agitation or vulnerability, but it rests on the deeper stability. Maybe as you exhale, you can follow the exhale to the deepest point of in the body of where the exhale is felt, maybe at the end. And maybe that can be a place of steadying, stability in the midst of your emotions. Or maybe at the base of the heart, a steadiness, a stability, that maybe allows for a freeing, lifting, opening of the heart above. Rather than a weight from above closing the heart down, a steadiness below that opens the heart above. And and a steadiness, stability of mind. Rather than thinking and greed and hatred, tightening and closing the mind, letting the mind rest in itself, as if there's a base to the mind, maybe deep in the head, letting the mind relax into its foundation, and maybe there's an upwelling of opening at the top of the mind. A stable floor to the mind so that the roof of the mind can open into the wide space. Being grounded in the ground of our body, we can be upright in the wide open space, sky around us. With every breath, a stabilizing, steadying, and an opening, a spreading outwards. Everything is welcomed into the steadiness, the centeredness here. everything is included in the wide space of the mind here. Yes, to the vitality of samadhi, immersing ourselves in the living experience of vitality, vital samadhi. To the tendency to wander off away from this vital immersion, embodiment, connectedness. and again. The clock has reached 9:10.